an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Amy Weber and Hayden Elizabeth are both here tonight from the Lingerie Bowl that we welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
We spoke to Angie Everhart about, I believe, two, three weeks ago. Now, it's something that I'd heard about some months ago, and then Dodge was going to sponsor it, and then they, like, pulled out. They pulled out, Drew. You get it? I thought maybe they were canceling it, but they just continued to go with it, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
And Dodge was probably one of the sponsors, but you got the Lingerie Bowl. You got nothing to prove. I mean, you don't need Dodge. You got money. Who is sponsoring it?
Partypoker.com.
Are you guys all going to have that written on your back like a prize fighter?
Right. On our bra tops.
What is Party Poker? Oh, it's a website?
It's an online gambling.
Speaking of which, you're signed up for some poker on TV thing.
Yeah.
You going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, Celebrity with Bravo?
It's not Bravo's. I wasn't going to do it until I heard you were doing it.
I don't know what it was.
It's for, like, travel station or something.
Well, listen, here's my thing. If anything that sounds fun doesn't cost me any money, I'm on. Any of that
you got to go to Commerce to do it.
All right, but Drew, you'll go to Poughkeepsie for a nickel. You can't go to Commerce and play a little Pie Gow or Texas.
I'll go if you go.
I'm going.
All right.
I don't need you.
All right.
Sorry, girls. Ladies, let's get back to the interview. So this is we're talking to Angie about it. Angie had some details, but it was a little bit sketchy on it. It's a helmet, pad, full uniform.
Well, not completely full uniform.
No, it was like lingerie.
Hayden's one of the players.
Pads.
Yeah, I'm doing color commentary for the game. So Hayden,
Amy,
I'm playing.
Yeah, you're playing running back.
Yeah, she's
awesome. How do they decide that?
Because she's the fastest girl out there.
Did they time me in the 40?
They did time us in the 40.
What'd you do in the 40? She don't know.
No, she's a Division I athlete, so she ran.
What'd you do? What sport? What
was I ran college track.
Oh, okay.
I'm a 400-meter, 800-meter runner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a longer distance than they need. So someone's going to have to tell you to stop eventually.
I'm just going
to
keep running.
Yeah,
you know?
If you hit the goalposts, I mean, it's time to get back to the sideline. But so you got wheels on you.
I can run. Yeah.
And you will be tackled. No flags?
If they can catch me. Yeah. We're playing tackle.
They're trying
football.
To tackle you.
Yes.
It's full contact.
This
I mean, they have
contact.
They have lingerie on. They're really tiny bra tops and these little shorts. Boy. And they have shoulder pads and they have helmets and elbow pads and knee pads, but that's...
Right. Now, it seems the shoulder pad and the bra seem to be a little bit of a conflict.
Well, no, you still see everything you need to see.
You do.
Because the pads hit you about here.
Right,
you got plenty of cleavage still going
be,
on.
All right.
Plenty of eye candy for everyone.
Right. And things could be popping out, perhaps. You never know.
Well, you're running.
Yeah.
Little...
No, I know. Listen,
being tackled.
I can't go out to the car without a nut leaping out of my shorts. So forget about playing football.
Have you tried taping?
Oh, the tape.
Please.
My problem is...
There's nothing strong enough to hold that back.
You know what I'm going to start doing now, though? Instead of doing one to one leg and the other to the other, I'm going to pick a side and go with them both.
You got to go round around the leg, so like a cast.
Okay. Plus, the way I'm doing it now looks like I have a vagina when I sit down. Especially if I eat a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, but anyway, enough about my problem.
Right.
So LT is going to be coaching. Eric Dickerson is going to be coaching.
He's my coach.
You guys been practicing?
Yeah.
No, it's nice to have one of the premier running backs in NFL history as your running back coach.
It's great. He's
but
awesome.
Is he coaching or is he just kind of looking at you?
No, he's coaching. He's made it to as many practices as he can, and they've got...
That's one.
No. This is like subliminal man.
No, he's there. He's there supporting us and is a great coach. Mm. We're having a lot of fun with him.
All right. Now, the halftime is obviously longer during the Super Bowl than it is during the season.
Yeah.
Season is like, I don't know, 18, 20 minutes or something.
You know, I swear to God, during the NFC and AFC championships, I swear they were 8 minutes.
Oh, this is
they seemed, extra short. And everyone in the room went, what? Both games, everyone commented, what happened to the halftime?
Well, I don't know if they're allowed to squeeze them.
It just seemed remarkable. It certainly was not the Super Bowl halftime.
Well, how much time do they have? Do you know?
Well, it's going to be about a 27-minute game. What they have is they have a they have two 10-minute halves.
Right.
And they have a pre-lingerie fashion show.
Sure.
They're introducing
that's
a lingerie.
That's called the Chubb. It's the chub up.
That's exactly what that is.
The guys at home getting a little chubbing up. It's equivalent to the player sort of loosening up on the sideline.
Exactly. So they're introducing a new lingerie line
fourth and goal.
Uh-huh. And who's putting that out, by the way? Is Fourth and Goal putting it out?
That's, yeah. I think that's, I don't know. Whose line is it?
Well, Horizon Productions is putting on the lingerie bowl, so I'm assuming maybe they're launching this line as well.
And it's $19.95. And, you know, small price to pay, by the
way.
Like if you got a bunch of loser friends like I do and you have 28 guys over at your house.
Less than a dollar.
Everyone just pays 73 cents and you got your lingerie bowl.
That's right.
Wait, I'm not sure I heard where it's airing.
It's on pay-per-view.
So you have to, if you have cable or satellite
you
you're fine.
Yeah,
exactly.
You want to order it in advance.
Okay.
You know, you want to get your place.
Started yesterday in the
morning. And this is going to be alternative to who the hell they have scheduled for the halftime.
Janet Jackson.
Oh, they got nothing this year.
They got the
world's fastest grocery bagger. Yeah, it's really boring. You know, once in a while they have this competition. Some punt pass and kick thing, some fat chick with a baton.
Oh, you've seen
it all. There's nothing going on. Really, the most exciting part about the halftime shows is them hustling everyone out, moving a stage in, and then hustling everyone out, moving another stage in. And then I like the part where the pyrotechnics fill the dome with so much smoke that it delays the kickoff the second half because no one can see.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you guys won't have a halftime. Really? Will you just
I think it might be 5 minutes or something. I don't know what it's going to be.
We have cheerleaders also.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What are they wearing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
No.
What
go-go boots with little tiny tops.
They've been on a national tour, a national bus tour.
New York and I think they're
Chicago.
Miami.
Is it 11 woman football or is it
7 8? 7 on 7.
7 on 7.
Arena style football, right? Is it
uh-huh.
arena 7 on 7?
Uh-huh. And 10 yards first down or I don't know all the arena rules.
It's going to be 50-yard field.
Right.
With two 10-yard end zones. So 70 yards.
Are you going to have the padded sidelines and stuff like in an arena?
No. Because this is going to be played overseas.
Yeah, well, what if someone gets hurt?
People have gotten hurt. Angie actually broke her foot.
And I sprained my ankle in our scrimmage 2 weeks ago.
Are you guys like getting some tape on your ankles
and
stuff?
Yeah, we have a couple guys from USC taping us. And
yeah. Boner right. guy number one and boner guy number two.
We're going to call.
Hey, Drew, talking about the lingerie bowl.
Yeah, I know, but you're talking about boners now, so now it's time we're going to call.
Oh, Drew. Drew, what happened to you? When did you start caring about this show? I don't know what happened. About 10 days ago, Drew decided he was all into the show again. I miss the old Drew. Looking at your pager, thinking about your wife, dozing off into space, maybe mustering the energy to punch the mic once in a while, but then dozing back off.
That takes some energy.
All right. Well, let's get to the phones. Should we get to the phones,
let's
ladies?
Let's do that.
All right. Cindy?
Yep.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
My husband ain't circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how painful it would be to get circumcised at his age.
Well, if a professional does it, you know, you're not planning on doing it yourself, are you?
No.
How painful? It's a pretty miserable couple of weeks. It's a lot different than if they're a child, yeah.
Yeah, you have to kind of do the penis math and then
more surface area.
Yeah, plus...
Hopefully.
Yeah, and plus you don't even know you have a penis until you're like 2.5.
Yeah, well, he was adopted.
Even you?
So they didn't do it.
He was adopted, so they didn't do it, Adam. That's why they
didn't. Yeah, that's like, why throw money into a rental car?
Why does he want to get circumcised at this age? Or you want him to?
Well, we were both talking about it, and it's just, it looks really disgusting.
How long have you known him?
I've been with him for 3 years.
And you've never complained about this before?
Well, we had talked about it before, but he's all like, no, I don't want to do it. It's going to hurt. And then he's like, well, maybe. I don't know.
It will hurt, and he'll be out of commission for a couple of weeks, but if it's important to you, maybe he'll do it. But it's not a dangerous procedure.
You've had 3 years to.
I know, it's curious.
Acclimate to the altitude,
and then marries the guy, and now we're taking the pew-pews.
Yeah, and what are you gonna? Does he want you to do anything?
Uh-huh.
You know, boob job or a tummy tuck or a little collagen injection.
No, she's only 19.
No. Okay, I'm just saying. Here's my deal. Like, look, you want him to bust out the scalpel, fine. But we got to do some talking about you now. give you get rid of that double chin, or you got a stretch mark or two. I'd like to get, you know, do some bartering while you still have the foreskin. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It trades.
Foreskin's worth something, yeah.
All right. Well, ultimately, if his wife is freaked out by it or thinks it's unattractive, and by the way, weren't you women supposed to love us? For us?
Unconditionally.
I just find it curious how much more unattractive can a penis or a testicles become?
Yeah,
worse is
it's
awful.
Like his dork's going to turn into Brad Pitt when they cut off that little ring of skin that's hanging off the end of it.
Yeah.
It will look the same. Like, what? Drew, yeah, ladies, look at me, right? Right? See?
Right?
I just, hats off.
Oh, my God.
Same guy.
Oh,
same guy.
Huge
right?
difference.
Such a difference.
Huge.
Get the hat off.
Big difference.
Oh, yeah. Foreskin's got to go.
All right, so it's got to go. All right. All right, look, if your wife is disgusted by your
you might as well do
genital
it.
Why appearance.
Why'd she marry him then?
Yeah, that's she's dumb. But look, Drew, you can get put under or something now, can't
you? Oh, absolutely. No, it's a procedure. You're out.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
But it's 2 weeks of pretty good pain.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty good pain medication.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And whizzing and everything. It's got a little burning.
It's just plain. It's a big old wrap of gauze they have to put around it.
Oh.
It's
really?
Invisible. Yeah.
So it's like a club, like a big gauze club. All right.
Yeah.
You can keep the foreskin though, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. All right.
It's good deep fried.
Stacy.
Hello.
You're 20.
Yeah. Hi. How are
What's
y'all?
Up?
We're good.
Good.
Howdy.
I just had a quick question. One of my friends only has one nut, and I was just wondering if by some weird twist of fate he lost the other one, would he still be able to have an erection?
Yes.
He would.
He would not produce sperm. He would produce semen.
And he would really?
Well, it wouldn't be particularly robust production unless he got supplemental testosterone. And he also would start getting, his sex drive would go down, he'd get softening of the bones. He would have physiologic problems from not producing testosterone.
So you would have
But everything would still function. And in real life, they would give him testosterone replacement and everything would be completely normal. He wouldn't miss the nut.
Really?
So he just couldn't get anybody pregnant.
Wow. Okay.
How did he lose the first one?
A tricycle accident.
Tricycle.
Wow.
Yeah, his dad didn't screw the seat on good enough, I guess.
Oh,
no, does not compute.
No,
does not compute. Tricycles.
What?
If you sit on a tricycle, if you go, you know, from
no, the seat fell off while he was riding it.
Mm. No, unless it tore his testicle open, even then it would play.
No. I mean, he lost it when he was like 3 years old.
Yeah, right.
The story isn't computing.
It's not working.
The force.
Oh, no. It's a true story. I swear to God.
Stacey, the force with which you'd have to hit that bicycle seat, you'd have to be dropped from about two stories.
I believe her. Well, who knows? Maybe lived on second floor.
And then the tricycle accident. Yes.
Look, I believe Stacey.
Couldn't he reset
Does she
it
think
on?
She... No, no.
Down the street? Like that?
Yes, you can, but they have to really, really traumatize
but couldn't
it.
Couldn't he have
She believes
it?
The story. Not if it's out of the... Completely out. I mean, it's completely gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, look. Pardon me, girls, but, you know, when girls try to repeat stories, it's always a disaster.
Yeah.
It never works out right. It's like when they tell you what the mechanic said, or... it's always a mess. Just suffice it to say, he's lost... The nut
somehow, yeah.
And if he loses the other one, he'll still be okay. But if he loses the third,
watch out. But by the way, he probably is a non-descended test, and he just made up the tricycle story. In reality,
all right. Yeah. And look, if you are unlucky enough to lose your second nut somewhere along the way, that's when it's time just to put the bullet in the head, because you're what you call cursed. you know what I'm saying? If somehow in a relatively short period of time you manage to lose Both testes.
Just consider how many people do you know that have had one nut ripped off?
Not many.
Somebody that had lightning strike twice. Yeah. That's what Adam said.
There are those people who have been hit by lightning like 11 times.
Were you on the show when the guy called in, and he was in a motocross, you know, sort of out in the desert? This was about 8 years ago. And he went over a jump, and he came down real hard and thought, oh my God, look down, there's blood everywhere. So he went behind a sign. And his testicle was hanging out of the scrotum. He pushed it back in, was afraid to tell anybody.
Kept riding. Won the race.
And controlled the bleeding, was afraid to tell his parents, and it sealed back up. And There you go.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, let that be a lesson to anyone who's thinking about seeing a doctor. Is that what you're saying, girl?
What I'm saying. I'm just saying the test is going to withstand a lot of trauma.
No, it's just a very irresponsible message I think you're sending the listeners. Jennifer, go behind a sign, tuck the parts back in your body.
Ride a motorbike.
Keep going. Duct tape and keep going.
By the way, the reality is you can get peritonitis if you get seriously
ill. No, I think we got you, Drew. No. Don't bother Drew. Jennifer?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yes, I am, but I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. I'm a very productive, mature 19-year-old who's married.
Uh-oh. What's coming here?
You sound mature.
All right, I'm calling because I really want to surprise my husband and have a threesome, but I'm concerned about the effects that will have on our marriage. We've talked about it, and he's pretty much said, you know, it would be fine. He wouldn't go off and cheat on me or anything by himself, but is afraid that he's going to have a need for that after we do it, that he will need to have it, you know.
Slow down. Where is this need to have the threesome coming from?
Well, no, not necessarily need now. It's more of something we both want to do, but...
Why do you want to do it?
Well, we are 19 and 21. We've been together for a few years.
Jennifer, you're finding the sex life boring. You.
Honestly, it was my suggestion. I've always thought that it would be really neat to do that, and I'm still kind of interested in actually very interested.
All right, hold on.
It.
All right, there are two possibilities here when the ladies are pushing for the threesomes. Huh. One is
there's a few in this case.
Is it one and a half a lesbian experience?
Right.
Never had one, and
right.
This is sort of a safe environment to do it. Doesn't
right.
make them a lesbian.
Right.
Two just got
chaos.
Sort of abused,
yeah.
And they're chaotic,
yeah,
and they can't handle intimacy.
Exactly. That's
or,
what that's
or three,
what
kind of both. Like got screwed with one experiment.
Yes.
And then manic
depression. You can sprinkle that in there, which Jennifer's got a little whiff of here.
Yeah. Jennifer?
Yes.
All right, so which one of our three scenarios is true?
You know what? I've never had any kind of abuse whatsoever.
Right.
I mean, a little yelling when I was younger, but no sexual or physical abuse, so that's out. Not exactly lesbian, maybe a little bi. I don't know. I've been kind of toying with that idea. That turns me on. I'm interested in that. So I
why'd you get married so young?
Honestly, this guy that I met from a friend of a friend, and he was has never had a girlfriend. Really straight guy, very smart, very productive, just a really good guy. And we
Jennifer, hold on.
Through a lot.
Jennifer,
okay.
Every question I asked you, we get a lot of intellectualizations
and
long stories. Stay with what's going on here. Why did you marry this guy? Why were you so young? In a
because
sentence.
I was sure that he was the one I wanted to spend with.
Why so young? Why so young? Were you trying to escape something? Were you miserable at home? What was
yes,
the problem?
Yes, a lot of that. I've been through
okay.
a lot of foster homes and stuff, so.
Foster homes.
Jennifer, that is abuse. That's abandonment, okay? So you were an abuse survivor.
Okay.
Being in foster care puts you in the abuse category. So for you, intimacy means abandonment. So you've got to throw in some chaos into a relationship. And that's what you're doing here. You're going to sabotage this marriage that you got into at perhaps too young an age in an attempt to find a life preserver to get you out of that foster care.
But as far as sabotage goes, better than like cutting his brake lines of his truck.
Yeah, sabotage goes.
If I'm going to sabotage my relationship,
on the sabotage scale,
do
yeah.
it with a second chick. Don't kill me in my sleep.
Jennifer, you really got to look into things here. This is not a great sign.
Why were you in foster care?
Honestly, my mother had beat us. I have three other brothers, and it was abusive when we were little.
Right. Okay, Jennifer, when you opened with, I've never been abused, I can't imagine, that's what you
yeah.
opened
You're
with,
You're so full of crap.
You are a profound abuse survivor. Everything
well,
you say...
sexual.
We just asked about abuse. We didn't specifically
Sorry.
Say sexual.
Right. But look, I mean,
well,
if you
I was
abused...
emancipated at 17, so I lived on my own for a while.
Stop with the intellectualization.
Right.
Stop. They don't even make sense.
Jennifer, you don't have kids, do you?
No.
Good.
Right, good.
No kids for you.
Morning after pill. Plan B. Keep that in your medicine cabinet, goddammit.
But don't most people go into threesomes and they think it's going to be this great thing, and then afterwards, it's like, emotionally, they're just wrecked. They don't trust one another.
Always. No, we have the only time we've talked to couples that survive threesomes is when they're both sex addicts, and they're just sort of co-acting out together, and eventually that falls apart, too.
Yeah. Can it ever...
But it's a hell of a run. You know what I mean? Getting a good, like, 8 years.
No, now.
All right, so, Jennifer. Yes. If you were abused so severely that you had to go into foster care, that is horrible abuse.
That's as bad as it gets.
All right.
Well, we were in Oklahoma, so the laws are a little bit different. We just had some
Jennifer, stop.
Okay. I didn't know she was calling.
Oh, that makes all the difference in the world.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, forget it.
I'm better.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're a mess. Please.
Thanks, guys.
You're supposed to be a mess. Okay, Jennifer, look, you got a crazy rap about everything. I'm from Oklahoma. Yeah. What the hell? Who are you talking to, by the way? You think you're going to slide that crap past us?
I guess not.
All right, you're abused. Fine. You sound relatively intact for someone who's been through what you've been through.
Yeah, it doesn't mean
you're
a bad person, but you got to evaluate your impulses. They're going to be...
They're bad.
They're going to be bad. The things you're attracted to, the kinds of things you think are cool and fun are going to be destructive.
Yes. I'll tell you the kind of threesome you guys need to have. You two and a therapist. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah,
am I right, ladies?
I thought you were going to say...
Am I right? When I say ladies, I mean you two, Drew.
Thank
am I right, ladies?
Jesus Christ. I think he was being
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me try that again. I'll tell you the only kind of therapy... I'm going to strike. Okay, and scene. The only kind of threesome you should be having is you, your husband, and a guy by the name of Jesus Christ. Am I right, ladies?
Give it up for Adam.
Chris, I hit the mic even when he's clapping. All right. She's a mess. You're going to destroy the relationship. Yeah. It's going to happen anyway.
Poor thing.
Because look at it this way. Yeah, and I feel sorry for her.
And remember, here's the comedy. Why did you get married so young? What was about this guy? Well, he was this guy. He was introduced to me, a friend of mine. It's like all this BS, like obfuscation.
I'm coming from the okay state, so there.
Everything's okay.
Obfuscation. That's where you learn. That's where you go, huh?
Your kid burns himself on the radiator, Lil. They take him away. Oh, Oklahoma. Doesn't take anything to take kids away.
You know, really, in normal media, that would be like,
Okay.
I got it.
I see. Oklahoma.
No, that's all just BS. You look behind the BS.
All right. But here's a good question now. So she wants to have the threesome because she can't handle the intimacy and wants to stir up the relationship.
And needs arousal because she was so badly physically abused.
Okay,
she needs intense arousal.
So you tell her, no threesome. So she finds another way to destroy the relationship.
I bet next impulse will be S&M stuff. That'll be her next thing.
How about screws around with somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a guy he knows, maybe a friend of his, and make sure he finds out about it.
Yes. She just thought he should know.
Okay.
It's important. She has to be honest. She can't hide secrets from him.
Amy and Hayden are both here tonight representing the Lingerie Bowl, which is halftime of the Super Bowl. 1995 pay-per-view. And by the way, 1995 in the pay-per-view realm. I mean, that's pretty good. That's cheap. That's free.
Tyson fights are $59.95.
$59.95. What do you get? First round knockout. This 27 minutes of nonstop action, unless you come at minute 4, and in which case it's kind of a waste.
Then it's a violent crime.
Yeah. All right, Drew. We'll take ourselves just a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Amy Weber and Hayden Elizabeth here tonight from the Lingerie Bowl, which is coming up halftime. Super Bowl 1995. Ow! And by the way, it's going to go for 30 days after that. And actually, this is good. You know, because you know my depression after the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, that's going to keep you out of it a little bit.
Right.
If you buy it once, you... You have an opportunity to buy it 30 days forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Drew. Come on. Use your head, buddy. That's all I ask. I'm sorry about
that. So you're going to have to buy it every day, Adam, to keep you out of the depression.
I'll probably buy it like 28 days, and then I go on the IV drip. Okay. Try to get some of the fluids back into the system. Speak to my priest.
All your chi is flown out of you.
Chi is all over the living room.
Oh my God.
And then the 30th day is when I go back.
For more.
Yeah, I go back for more. Yeah. So it's a day of rest. Like God. God rested on Sunday, right? Did he not?
Yeah.
He hadn't been beaten off all week, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know what he was up to, but I'm pretty sure.
Hard to imagine.
I haven't read the Bible. I don't think there's anything about that. He's making hills and stuff and oceans and, you know,
light
waving around. Unclear where he was standing when he did that. Some sort of podium in the middle of nothing? Or he must have been on. What God must have done is he must have made a place to stand on. First day one. I whipped myself up a nice podium. That's day one. Day two, then that's when the canyons and the hills and the birds, you know, that's where he starts making stuff. But you need the base.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just can't be floating out I guess the ocean, or maybe the ocean, there wasn't anything in there. I'm gonna look into this stuff. I picture him as like the guy, you know, halftime of the college football game and the band's out there. He's on that riser. It's not quite a ladder.
It's kind of like a ladder, though.
It's kind of like a ladder, but it's got a little railing about it. Yeah. It's got that. I see him. I see God is standing on that thing when he's creating. And then Sunday, he rests. That's what he does.
Where?
He, over at Kimmel's place, watching football. That's what we do.
Watching the lingerie bowl.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. So, where are we going here, Drew? Well. Lingerie bowl. That's right. Will?
Hey.
Hey, you're 27.
Hey, you were probably remembering I was the guy that just got out of prison. I called it like about a week ago.
Most of our callers have just been released from prison, Will, so
actually,
we don't need more than
that. Actually, that's pretty true. But see, I was the one that, you know, you, Dr. Bruce was on and I called up to thank you.
Yeah, the world's
like
worst.
Asking stuff about, you know, when lights went out and stuff like that.
Yeah, he had the world's worst representation, Ty.
Well,
yeah.
What's up? Go ahead.
All right, well.
Oh, Drew was out skiing, so he didn't get to be here.
I'm not interested.
We got to move forward.
I had to deal with Dr. Spaz.
Yep.
So, Will, here we go.
Alrighty then. Well, I just, you know, I'd met someone, you know, and we were having sex and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, well, either I'm extremely, my penis is extremely out of shape or something, but or I broke it. Because I got this big, swelling on the side of it.
Oh, you did? You cracked it. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that what I did?
Yeah, you can really, woof. Is it working now?
Well, it works, and I got it hard just to see if it would,
And?
Testing it out, and it works.
All right, that's good. Be careful. Okay, take it easy. You can rip the corpus, the bodies within the penis that swell with the blood. It's sort of a sheath there that can tear, and it sometimes has to be surgically repaired. It can scar, cause Peyronie's. It can be kind of a mess, and you can have some erectile
dysfunction. Yeah, that's what I was kind of worried about, because I've been listening to the show for like 8 years,
What happened? Did you sort of miss your target one time or something?
Well, we were in the shower, and, without getting, completely graphic, I was kind of, behind her and stuff, and she's quite a bit shorter than I am. I'm 6'4", she's like 5'7", so.
Rams into that dwarf stuff.
Well, plus, when you've been in the joint for a while, you got a lot of love to give. you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Drew is a man of extreme passion.
I had a lot saved up.
You know what I'm saying, Drew? Imagine yourself on the outside.
Impossible.
Yeah, we had knocking on the roof telling us to shut up.
Yeah. Let's say you wear that like a badge of honor when the neighbor starts banging the broomstick.
If you start getting the penis pulling over to that side, it's called Peyronie's, and scarring from that, you might want to get a urologist to see it. It would not be a bad idea to have somebody take a look at it now.
Yeah. Ironically, now that he's out of the joint, he probably doesn't have a doctor. In the joint, at least you got a doctor, right?
That's right.
And probably, most of those guys, if you think about the prison population, I'd say at least 75-80% of them didn't have insurance when they were on the outside.
Right.
I mean, if you're looking at that group, you're looking at a group that's sort of living between the lines and working under the table
at least.
They are working and stealing and, getting by. So, ironically, health care, dental and all that in the joint, probably something they didn't enjoy on the outside.
Now, speaking of prison, do you want to address that call we were talking about during the break here?
No.
Okay.
Unless Anderson says he has it.
Do you have the tape of that, Anderson?
I have a clip of it at the end. You can hear his voice.
You just hear him saying a couple of words.
Yeah.
All right. That's good radio, Drew.
Should we tell a story?
Well, you got to do it.
All right. We're revisiting a call we had some time ago where a guy called in and said, hey, I don't understand why women won't date me. They find out why I was in jail. It bothers them. We said to him, because you're in jail, that's why they won't date? No, it's because of why I was in jail. Well, why were you in jail? Well, I stole a head. And this guy had broken into a cemetery and broken into a mausoleum and twisted off an old lady's head and brought it back to A, freak his brother out, his little brother, and B, to put it as a decoration in his snake's aquarium.
The pivotal point that you decided, I want me a head, a human head.
I was thinking of like a decoration for an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's him.
That's him.
All right, and he's out there.
You know, I've now decided I don't want to be in a mausoleum.
Yeah.
I always thought that's what I wanted.
No.
I didn't want to be buried. I didn't want to be burned. I wanted to be in a mausoleum. But now that I didn't realize they just pulled the drawer out and...
Hmm?
Yeah.
See how you pried off the marble and...
Oh, good.
Yeah. They have their way with you, too.
Oh, good. Like the dentist.
Yeah, if you're lucky, they pull your head off.
You. Don't worry.
It's ironically a dentist who will come have sex with you. Those guys, they can't get enough.
No, my dentist always has his big smile on his face when I come.
Sure.
I know. I'm like, why are you so happy?
You're like, I need a general anesthetic for a teeth cleaning?
Right?
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't put you under.
We got to put you under. Yeah. Okay. Drew, what is it? Did Dennis... first off, here's why dentists have sex. It's that reclining chair.
No, Dennis, I don't think Dennis...
You can't wait in front of a dentist.
No, I don't think Dennis are any worse than any other helping profession in terms of violating boundaries and stuff. It's just that it just makes good stories.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, everyone's out of it. It's not an urban myth, but it's just... It's, you know...
A handful of dentists, they boink their female patients and they get bad rap.
If you follow your reasoning, the gynecologist should be constantly in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't put them under all the time.
Not all the time, but some guys, you wonder why they do every
time. But you see, here's why I don't think a gynecologist does that. For the same reason the guy who works at Baskin Robbins doesn't want ice cream for dessert. You know, it's fat. Had enough of that. See that all day. No, thank you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
Give me something salty. All right. Chloe? Okay.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. You're 22?
Yes, I'm 22. I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay, brilliant. Fantastic. So here's my question. I want to know what the symptoms of being manic depressive are?
Well, generally speaking, you have periods of severe depression, right?
Yeah.
And or periods of very intense manias, and where you don't need to sleep, you're hypersexual, you're hyperverbal, you get, you know, go out and spend a lot of money and buy a lot of clothes.
It's me.
If you're hot, it just means you're a good time, though. I mean, like, you can find that hypermania in a hot... You're hot?
Well, I'm hot. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I have such crazy... I'm driving my mom's PT Cruiser. It's so embarrassing, and I don't want people to think it's my... So I'm on the freeway, and I'm pulling off so I can talk and not get in a crash, but...
Okay, well, tangential thought process is another side of mania, so you're coming in here.
You can
you're
do
worse. Focus.
You can do worse than a PT Cruiser, 22.
Bad.
Yeah, what do you drive, a Bentley normally?
No, I drive... I'm saving it for a Prius, but... Because I don't know, because Cameron Diaz drives on... I don't know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is a manic quality, told us. Yeah, okay.
No, wait. So, okay, I'm pulling over, and I just don't hang up
on the second. That Prius is like $11,000 Toyota. It gets 700 miles a gallon, but does
it's electric?
It's electric Prius.
It's hybrid.
No, Carmen Diaz.
Is that electric? That's not electric.
No, it's
it's part electric and part gas.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They call them the hybrid. The motor kicks in. So we'll talk during the break. Chloe.
Are you even listening to me?
No, we weren't. Now we are.
Here's a real question. Are you listening to you?
I'm listening to me. I just had to pull off the road, and, like, it's just amazing how nervous I am when I'm on the radio, and you can't see me or anything. It's just, like, a scary thing. But, yeah, I just wonder how you get tested for this, and I do have such crazy extreme highs and lows, and the only person I get really close to is, like, my... Like, I'm going to start crying now for whatever reason, but I only get close to my mom, and I only get close to whoever the boy in my life is. And right now I'm in a relationship. I'm engaged. I'm 22 years old. I'm engaged. I'm in love. I've been with this person for a year.
Yeah.
And that's the only person I get close to. Is like
you talk a lot of smack about your mom's car for someone you profess to love.
Well, don't tell. That means I love her because I can, right?
Okay. I guess.
Interesting. Touché.
Your mom's
sure about that.
Mode of transportation.
All right, Chloe. Well, there's no test for manic depression. It's a clinical diagnosis.
Pass.
So, no, she may be a personality problem. It also can be wild mood fluctuations, that sort of thing.
How about you drive the Prius as soon as you get it over to the psychiatrist's office? And,
you need to have a diagnostic workup by a psychiatrist, and they'll tell you what the situation is. You haven't said anything that's conclusive of you may be psychothymic, you may have a personality disorder of some type that predisposes you to these fluctuations, but not necessarily manic depression.
I'll get it checked out.
Wait, I have another question.
Okay.
Wait, oh my God, and I'm also, this is going to sound so retarded or whatever, but I can't stop, this is like, I'm being serious, maybe the girls can relate, I cannot stop, I'm obsessing about the size of my thighs, and I don't mean to sound, I'm not even kidding, like, I cannot stop thinking about my weight, I can't stop thinking about it, like, I'm obsessed about it, the more I obsess, then I just eat when I don't want to eat, and then, because I can't stop thinking about food, and I can't stop thinking about what
Are you overweight, or are you underweight?
I'm 5'11 and a half, and I'm 135.
That's so you're not a little overweight. Underweight.
Yeah.
Tiny.
And yet you see yourself as fat.
I see my thighs as like the biggest thing in the entire world. And
yeah,
I walk
so,
and walk, and everybody
okay.
else is super skinny that I'm surrounded by.
Right. So you at least have a body dysmorphic disorder, maybe have an eating disorder. So this is all starting to shape up into sort of a personality problem. You definitely need to be seen by somebody, particularly before you get married. Don't
yeah.
jump into anything.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah, that Prius is a hybrid, you know?
Yeah. Cameron Diaz has one?
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Doesn't get as good a mileage as you'd think, though.
Should be 100 miles a gallon.
It really, I mean, here's the whole thing.
If you're
like
going to go through all
even
that,
in LA,
all that.
100 miles.
But, no, but if you're going to go through all that.
On the highway, however
yeah.
they test that.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's like you have this fairly small gas-burning motor, which is an efficient motor, which a motor that size and a car that size or an engine that size and a car that size, you figure the car get 40 miles a gallon
already.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Then when you get up to speed, the electric motor kicks in, and that pulls you along. That's the hybrid part.
It makes
it
funny
only go
noise.
So fast.
So the electric motor will keep you going at speeds, and I don't own one, and I haven't test driven one, but the electric motor kicks in. So at that point, you're figuring, well, you're getting a million miles a gallon because you ain't burning anything, right? So when you say, like, how many miles does this car get a gallon? You go, I don't know, 100, 150?
Yeah. Is it 48?
No, it's like 47
no,
or something.
No, no.
It's
not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, Honda had a car in 1977 that got 50 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
You know, it's as big as my thumb, but it was still, I don't know. They would do a little better.
Yes.
That's all.
Fuel cells.
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The whole electric car thing is on the way.
Yes,
and
it is.
They can be fast.
With the metric system.
Oh,
those
yeah.
two things are coming.
It's coming.
The metrics.
It's coming. All right, we're going to take a little break. Talking about the Lingerie Bowl tonight, halftime of the Super Bowl, 1995.
Ow!
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Amy and Hayden both here. Hayden, hot name for chick,
ow,
by the way.
Ow! Thank you.
Hayden, good. You know, when you have the chick name with the dude name, that's good. Sam's good, you know? That's, what's another? Stevie? You know what I mean?
Johnny.
Stevie.
There's no Johnny's.
Stevie.
No Johnny's.
Alex? Right?
Alex can be pushed. That can be a little dykey. You can go a little dykey sometimes with that. Yeah, Hayden, solid. Talking about the Lingerie Bowl, by the way, which is coming up Super Bowl, halftime, 1995.
You want to talk about hybrid cars?
Yeah, might as all well. Right. We're on it. Nikki?
Yes, Adam.
24.
Hi.
What's happening?
First of all, I'm so excited. I love you, Adam. But second of all, I'm a little disturbed because it sounds like you're kind of dissing Cameron Diaz's hybrid. And I want to make sure that people know that it's not just about how much mileage you get, but also about the message that you're sending out, which is that we don't need to be, you know, kissing up to Saudi Arabia for gas. We can be...
No, that's right.
No, but that's the
more
point.
Important. It's a stronger message for getting 100 miles a gallon.
Right. We should be actually diminishing our dependency on them in the same time. Why not just wear a sandwich board that says I don't want to use oil anymore.
I thought Cameron drives it because of the clean air. I mean, she's all
yeah, she's in a clean air.
Right.
Yeah, but even says. So, again, we should be able to do better with the electric car.
I don't think Cameron can afford a nicer car. I mean, $19,000 is a lot
she
of
makes
money.
20 million. I know.
Well, if you think about it, you know, they get paid off the back end of the movie, and when they crunch the numbers,
who
they
knows?
Don't turn a profit.
It's only like
you
$4 million
the business
after
manager,
that.
Yeah. The lawyers,
she's
the agents,
living a probably
medium-sized
condo in Van Nuys. Yeah.
I'm sure she has a few nicer cars than that, but, you know, you have to appreciate the message she's sending out, which is that even when you're a star and you can afford a Ferrari, you can drive a hybrid because it's better for
right.
the environment. We don't need
right. to me more the message right. is I'm yeah. a chick, I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course.
She probably
right.
dropped $1,200 on a purse. But but listen, no, I'm all for anybody who wants to try to do anything.
I just want to make sure the message is out there.
All right. And I do thank you. And I do find the people driving the Hummers just to be marginally obnoxious.
Mm. Well, in L.A., especially,
yes.
there's no snow.
There's no
it's
parking.
Like, no. How do they? It's a big bus driving
yeah.
around.
And they always give you these sort of elaborate scenarios. Like, hey, what happens when eight buddies want to go skiing? Huh? Then what are you going to do with that Prius of yours? It's
no.
like, well, I've never been
yeah.
skiing. No. Do you have any friends? Not really. One guy. He has a Hummer, too.
Is the Hummer, I don't know, is it a lot different than the other SUVs?
A little bigger, a little heavier.
Well, they look big, but they gas mileage a lot worse. I mean,
they get like a mile a gallon.
They're really uncomfortable.
They're pretty bad. Here's the most important part. If you're in your Prius, they're rolling over you.
Yeah,
that's bad for the Prius. Yeah. All right. And here's the thing too. 50% of Hummers on the road have like flat screen DVD players in the sun visor. So
that's important.
Very
right?
good chance they may be rolling over you. Right in the middle of biker boys, too. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
They are going to be watching TV. It's like important. If you're going to drive a 9,500-pound car, it's important to be watching TV.
At the same time.
That's right.
Your sun visor,
important
like
to the guy in the moped that you be watching TV in the sun visor. Yeah. And pumping the music so loud that you're
shaking the windows.
Yeah, your vision is impaired. Right. Mandy?
Okay.
The terrorists may have a point, actually. They may be right about certain things. I hate to say.
Did you hear that the audio tape tonight from Flight 11? One of the flight attendants calling in the 911 call?
No.
It is spooky.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Flight 11 went into the first one?
It's the American flight. So it was the...
Who
first,
was she calling?
I think first
911?
She was calling sort of, 911.
From the in-flight telephone?
Yeah, from the in-flight telephone.
Oh.
The flight, she's like, this is number 5 flight attendant. Number 1 is dead.
They can't go
to the business section because they've sprayed mace and no one can breathe.
Wow.
And she was very... cool. I mean, just
they
like,
are, you know, when pilots.
Yeah.
But my brother's a pilot for the Marines. He flies 46 helicopters. And
really?
Oh, now Adam has 1,000 questions for you.
Yeah, he flies 46s. He was in Iraq and stuff. And
wow.
So
I don't even know what a 46 is. What is a 46?
A 46, it's, well, he'll be proud of me. Remember this. It's a frog, is their little nickname for it. And it can carry up to 12 troops.
Uh-huh.
And they'll drop them off a lot of the time in the middle.
Right.
Did you see we were soldiers?
So he flies. He's a Marine, you said.
He's a Marine, but
so
it's kind of the equivalent.
Troops in and out.
Yeah, brings troops in
right.
and out and can carry cargo and stuff, but not like the 53s or anything, because those are massive. Those are 100 feet long.
Yeah. I was hoping he was flying like a Cobra or Blackhawk or something like that.
Frogs? 46s are impressive.
You know, the station wagon of helicopters. I thought,
no, that's a 53. 53 is 100 feet long. That's a station wagon.
I was saying, like, I think they have a Comanche, you know, the gunship ones.
Anyway, it's a spooky tape. Spooky
right.
tape.
Well, they always are so calm, though.
Yeah.
My point
yes.
is, pilots, you know, I'm afraid of flying.
Yeah.
And my brother, what are you afraid? You know, if you're going to die, you're going to die.
Yeah, and she was very cool. And they really did not have any idea what was going on. She's just
I didn't even know they released it. I didn't hear anything about
just,
it.
Just tonight, I just heard, like about 4-minute tape they played on the radio.
Oh, yeah. There was a flight attendant that told me once that because people in first class are so just accustomed to flying and they're so snobby that
I beg your pardon.
One of the engines was actually on fire. But the first class passengers were just like, can I have more coffee? I mean, she said that she got so angry, she started flapping her arms and running back and forth through the aisles just to make them be affected, to freak them out. Because normally she has to be really calm.
She get fired for doing that? Or no?
I may
she
have
acted like a chicken?
I would have done that move
off.
Where I slide my sunglasses down my nose and look and say, well, I never. And then I slide them back and back.
Well, sunglasses be damned. You take those lovey eye shades.
I like
the fur around the
eye shade on. I put the eye shade on.
Yeah.
I block out the world when
right.
I travel. And then I'm carried from the plane over to baggage collection.
Oh,
Roman style. You know, a bunch of guys, shirtless guys.
Oh.
All right. Let's come on. Let's get a call in here, Drew. What do you say? We got to help the kids. Mandy?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Well, every guy that is attracted to me is in a committed relationship, and I want to know why I don't attract guys that are single.
Well, there's only one variable in this that is fixed, and that is you. Do you tend to go and sort of strike up conversations with certain kinds of guys? Are you attracted to certain kind of guys?
No, I've been out of a long-term relationship for about 2 years now, and I just started, like, dating guys, and I make a lot of friends easily.
You're fat. Where do you meet these guys? Where do you meet them? Where do you meet these guys?
At school, at the store, at gas stations, wherever. I just talk to people, and when I start talking to them, and then they express interest, and then I find out that they have a girlfriend or a fiance or a wife.
Yeah.
Huh.
All the good ones are taken.
You don't hook up with them, right?
Some of them I have.
You, before you knew the facts or after?
No, after.
Yeah. All right. Here's what's.
No, I'm sorry. Before, I hooked up with them, and then they tell me, "Oh, well, by the way, I'm married."
Was there anything about your history that would clue us into why you do this? Did your dad cheat?
No.
Was he not available in some way? Did he skip out? Or
all right.
So this is just bad luck.
I was married.
For you. What?
I was married, and my husband cheated on me.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting.
22. What about? Do you have friends?
Yeah.
Well, now wait a minute. But here's the, she's attracted to cheating guys. Yeah. That's
no,
for the husband.
No, I'm not attracted to cheating guys. I want a single guy. It's like every time
I understand
a
it's
guy,
what you
I
want, Mandy.
You want.
It's but you're implicitly attracted to these guys who are cheaters. You married a cheater.
Yeah.
And you have to take a look at that. Why do? What is it about
maybe
that kind of guy?
It's fair commitment. She really doesn't.
I don't know. He was committed
involved.
To me for 3 years. He was fine for 3 years, and then he cheated on me.
Put together 36 months.
Yeah, then forget it. Doesn't count. Doesn't count. Why'd you leave him then?
All right, cut. Manny.
Yes, that's the point. You are attracted to cheaters, and if you don't learn to look at that, you're going to keep attracting them and keep responding to them.
All right, Drew's right, but here's the problem. Manny's not going to do anything about this. So here's what you need to do. Do you have female friends?
Yes, I do.
All right, have one of them set you up with a nice guy.
And if they're boring, that's the guy. That's the guy.
Hang on.
Give them a chance.
Both hands.
Boring guys are what you're to be attracted to now, okay?
Okay.
Because the exciting guys are going to be the cheaters.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. If they flip your cookie.
No good.
No good. that means a cheater.
It's cheater.
And that goes for all you ladies.
Well, no, cookie.
Not all women are attracted to
bad guys. I know, but a pretty good rule of thumb for most of the ladies. Yes?
Abuse survivors, all of them.
Yeah. Any younger lady.
Yeah, 18 to 22.
Watch out for the guys you're too attracted to. Yeah. Watch out for the troublemakers.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here.
You come with me, you wait to die.
Here we go.
That's the kind of guy you want.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm dying.
All right. Good enough. Lingerie Bowl coming up. Super Bowl. That quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo. Love line, you know. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Amy Weber here tonight. Hayden Elizabeth here tonight.
Ow,
one running back. One commentator. Amy and I worked together on Son of the Beach, by the way.
We did. We also worked together on Art House.
Oh, that was a movie I forgot I did. Many years ago. So we go way back.
We do.
Yeah.
Art House.
It was
Chris Hardwick, a little
very small, like independent, film. Super independent movie.
Super
done,
independent of the marketplace,
independent of everything.
Yeah,
it was done 10 years ago, 9 years ago,
like eight,
9 years ago. I had a part in it. I think I
you
got
played
it somewhere.
The cool guy, yeah.
I play cool guy.
Oh, of course,
because you are cool.
Typecasting, yeah. Thank you.
Central casting.
Just for that, you get a nice plug. Lingerie Bowl, 1995, pay-per-view, halftime of the Super Bowl.
They go to lingeriebowl.com too if they want more information.
Yeah, that couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
All right, but that's what I call a stepping stone. Masturbation stop. You know what I mean?
No.
You're not planning on beating off, then you go to lingerie.com, and it's like. All right, I'm not going to beat off here, but this reminds me. Mental note. Got to keep moving. You know what I mean?
On to the next project.
Right. Now I'm bigger and better.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we? Who are we talking to?
Lisa.
All right. Lisa.
Hi.
What's up, baby doll? You're 18.
Well, I had an abortion in September, and it went well. It went fairly well. Nothing really bad happened at all. And I am still lactating.
Mm-hmm. Are you on medication?
Yes, I am.
What medicine?
I'm on Risperidone and Lexapro.
That's why you're still lactating.
Really?
Yeah,
probably, yeah.
Does it also matter when you get... If you get an abortion the first 2 weeks or something, you're probably not going to lactate, right? But if you bring it on late?
That's right. It'd be a little bit later. But be that as it may, she might have lactated from these medicines anyway.
Ew.
Pregnancy or not. So here's what the deal is. You need to get a prolactin level, because if that's over 100, that's a sign that you may have a little pituitary tumor that's just being stimulated to produce by these medications.
Are you a real doctor? Really? Just love doctor.
You also should get a thyroid level, because thyroid can be associated with this also. And then, indeed, also, sometimes after pregnancy, people do get some persistent lactation. There's a medication
Do you mind if I write this down?
Yeah, it's medication called bromocriptine you can take to dry things up, perhaps, if you
really?
Need to. But the Risperidol can do this kind of thing, and these are good medicines, but...
what's she on them for?
This depression. Are you bipolar?
You want the whole spiel?
No.
You're bipolar, huh?
No, I'm not bipolar.
You're just depressed?
I have dysthymia and borderline personality disorder.
Yeah. The Lexapro's for the dysthymia and the Risperidol's for the borderline.
Yeah. For your borderline personality, aren't you? I mean, you're almost a personality.
You wouldn't call it borderline. You just call it almost a personality. Yeah.
Right. So, just a couple more miles, you'd be... you're like in San Diego with your personality. Just a little bit further to the border.
You Mexicali.
Actually have one.
Yeah.
All right. Good
Calexico. Times. I'm in Calexico.
Right. All right. Glad Drew could help. Let's keep moving. Tim?
Yeah, that's me.
You're 21?
I am. Adam, you're a badass. Drew, you're a badass.
Thank you.
I've got a problem. My ex-girlfriend, I used to live in Salt Lake City, Utah. My ex-girlfriend, we were really serious. I moved to Orange County to the Hot Rod Mecca of the universe.
Hot Rod?
Hot Rod Mecca.
Yeah.
Everything Hot Rod is in California. So I moved there to try to get a career started. Well, she was supposed to move down there with me. Ended up cheating on me.
Hold on. What kind of career?
Just building race cars and stuff.
All right.
Building race cars.
Race cars.
What kind of race cars?
Actually, I built a streamliner for Chet Herbert.
Like for Salt Flats?
Right, Salt Flats.
What kind of streamliner?
Double-A fuel streamliner. The big boy.
Yeah. Wow. What,
by yourself?
Oh, yeah.
You're part of a team, or?
Well, it could have been a team. Some, unfortunate stuff had happened at the end.
They fired him. But what, what's okay? You tell me the engine. What's it, it's like a big block?
No, it's actually a custom built motor that Chet designed himself. It's a full forged block, full billet heads.
Yeah.
632 cubic inches.
Yeah, I think that's called a big block, isn't it, Genius?
No, it's a Hemi, dude.
Yeah, it's a big block. It's
but
a
it's
big
not
block
modeled
engine.
After anything.
It's still a big block.
Right. You could make one bigger and call that a huge block, right?
Listen, jack off. You know it's a big block. Now don't give me a hard time. Okay.
Hey, Adam, how did you let Jesse James kick your ass in the Toyota Grand Prix, by the way?
Well, he came in second. I came in third.
He did pretty good. I heard you wrecked a couple of cars, though.
I got behind a slow guy, and he was holding me back. But don't worry, I took care of him. All right, listen, how fast is this car going to go on the Salt Flats?
The record's 419. We're hoping to just destroy it. I mean, it's twin turbo. 90% nitro.
Nah.
You never know until it happens, you know?
No. You guys know about these races?
No.
Very exciting stuff.
Just go straight as fast as you can.
Yeah, but you got to come back, dude. You got to do two passes. Yeah.
To be able to turn.
I used to race motorcycles. So
you did?
I did. Flat track.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
In Illinois.
Wow. No Ohio. Brakes on those bikes. Speedway.
That's Speedway.
Flat track has brakes.
We have the skid shoe.
Harley?
Sister raced a Harley. I raced a Suzuki. I was like 10 years old.
They got a big lead shoe they put on there.
Yeah, skid shoe. I still have it.
Wow.
10 years old.
Yeah. I'm going to kick my dad right in the nuts. What do you mean? That's good parenting.
I would be so freaked out. My daughter would drive on a motorcycle.
I ice raced twice. You know, you put the studs in the tires.
Where was your father?
He was right there rooting me on.
True. Ice racing.
Amy was like a little tomboy.
Ice racing is like the craziest motorsport there is.
Oh,
just
crazy.
Wow.
Sort of speedway looking motorcycles with picks on the tires. Just spikes on the tires and racing on a frozen lake.
Yep.
And people leaning and spikes everywhere. Now imagine getting in an accident. There's nothing but
spikes
motorcycles coming at you.
So why would you do this?
Yeah, who the hell even gets anyone? Who would get their worst enemy into this sport?
My dad wanted a boy really badly. So he made Amy.
How many? Do you have siblings?
I have one sister.
He wanted a Viking. He didn't want a guy.
Yeah.
He wanted someone who would go back in time and get Leif Erikson or something. All right. You guys know what the land speed record is?
He said 419 for this event.
Right.
No, but that's not the land speed record.
Oh, is it 600 miles an hour or something?
It's like
6:30 or something.
It's past the speed of sound now. I think.
Wow! It breaks the sound barrier.
I mean, I think it does. We're gonna look it up. I think it's 7 and change. That's pretty crazy considering you got wheels on the ground and you're breaking the speed, the sound barrier. Wow. Obviously, the speed limit.
What happened with this guy's girlfriend?
Oh, who cares? Let's talk about Salt Flat racing.
He's on 4.
All right. And he dropped, Amy drops this bomb about ice racing right in the middle of this. Go ahead, Tim.
All right, so anyway, you guys want to talk about cell flats more or you want to talk about his girlfriend?
We're ready. Ready for you.
All right, man. So for sure, she's supposed to move to California with me. I come back to Salt Lake for just a visit for Christmas. And we ended up hooking up again, you know. Everything's still great. Well, I go back, and a couple of weeks later, I get a call that she's pregnant. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know. And then she's like, but I don't know who it is. And I'm like, yeah, that's not cool. So
Hold on a second. You were broken up, but then you hooked up.
No, we weren't broken up.
Why are you calling it hooking up if she's still your girlfriend at that point?
Well, sorry, for lack of a better word, I guess.
All right.
I came to town, we had sex several times, unprotected, with no birth control. Call me a dumbass. All
right. You're a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Well, now you don't know whose kid it is.
Right. The kid's 1 year old, so I've come back to Salt Lake to find her just for some closure. I really want to know if it's my child. I don't want to abandon him. You know, if it's mine, I want to take full responsibility. I don't want to be that asshole dad that, you know, wasn't there.
Right.
Mm. I really, you know, I want to take responsibility.
So. Okay, so now what?
Now she's married, getting abused by her now husband.
Okay.
Not really sure what to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I saw the kid and he looks just like me.
Oh.
Really? But
DNA.
Let me say a few things. First off, oftentimes adopted kids look just like their parents. It is kind of amazing sometimes.
That's true.
And also, if you sort of go in thinking it's you, you might have that feeling.
Right.
It could be yours. This chick's trouble. Mm. She's hooked up with the abusive guy.
She's married. That's out of your hands.
Right. But now what about the kid? I mean, look, if she'd married a good guy and they're setting up house, I'd say walk away.
Yeah, but I would walk away. That'd be great. As long as she was happy, I'd be happy too. And if he was taken care of, I'd want to see him and stuff. But it's not like that. She's getting abused. She's Armenian, actually.
Uh-huh.
She was born in Glendale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Born in Glendale. Well, her mom's really, really old world. So Christina got pregnant. Sorry, I didn't mean to mention her name. I know you guys get pissed when I do that. That was an accident.
All right. All right.
Anyway, her mom tells her, you need to get married because you're pregnant.
We don't care. Do you want to get DNA testing and figure out whether this is your kid or not?
Is that a good idea, or should I just let a sleeping dog lay, you know?
Wow.
It's a tough moral dilemma. Here's the thing. Can you let it lay? I don't think you can.
I don't think I can either. I mean, I
got to do it.
Miles in the middle of the night just to find out, you know.
But here's the deal. You better do it soon, and you better decide what you're going to do if it is yours. You're very, very clear.
Yeah.
Because this kid is going to need your support.
Okay. Let's try to learn from Tim's mistake here.
Wear a condom. Trojan condoms, plan B. Those are the two products you need to get yourself accustomed to.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if you're going to twin turbocharge, you know, 600 cubic inch big block, you want to O-ring that.
And you want to call it a big block, first
you will blow a head gasket if you're pushing more than like 25 pounds of booze there. No, what you got to do is don't hook up with the crazy broads and get them pregnant, because that's a life of pain. Now you got the kid, you got the abusive old man, you got this guy who knows what kind of shape this guy's in. She's getting abused. You got to think about your flesh and blood possibly being the victim of abuse at this guy's hands. Who the hell knows? So get the DNA. Here's what you should do. How about this? Mm. What about those father's rights groups?
That's what he's going to need, I suspect, to clarify what it is he can do once he identifies the child, or if he can get the mom even to cooperate.
Right.
I don't know. Need to talk to an attorney.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't have any money.
Father's rights.
Where do you find that?
Website. I'll check it out.
Just go put in, like, father's rights?
I guess so. I'll look it up during the break, see if I can find something.
I actually like to find out the land speed record.
I'll do both. Can we do them right now?
I'll find out the land speed record right now. Yeah. I think it's beyond the sound barrier, which is
I think so.
Impressive.
Yeah.
You know who have it, by the way? The Brits.
Really?
The goddamn Brits. The same people that have the heavyweight belt. They're taking everything, those Brits.
Those damn Brits.
Can you believe that they came over on our soil and took the land speed record?
Right.
Believe that? The British Racing Green rocket car. Disaster. It's a jet car. We should have the land speed record, shouldn't we?
That's right. It's our land.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, I don't even think the Brits even – have they even landed anyone on the moon or anything, Drew? No.
They haven't done anything.
Have we even landed anyone on the moon?
Well, it's been a while. But the point is we've been so focused on space travel.
You know that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Capricorn 1. Mm-hmm. I saw that. Zephyr?
Yeah.
You're 26.
What was that?
All right. Hold on a second. I can't deal.
763 miles per hour.
763.
Wow. I'm trying to go for 800.
What, they're not going back to 7? They're going for 8? They always do
they're
that.
They're trying to get faster. that is the goal.
Yeah. Sounds like you're asking for trouble, because even if you have a mishap, we slowed down to 5 when we blew out of time. We'd shut down the engines. We'd be coasting for about 400 miles. We're down about 480 miles an hour when there's a little difficulty.
How do these things not lift off?
I really don't know how the
big Hemi.
How's the Earth long enough, by the way, for us just to keep going in a straight line before we hit something? You know what I'm saying?
It's that Great Salt Lake, which I find it amusing when people from Salt Lake always go, I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah, as opposed to Salt Lake City, Idaho.
Yeah, Salt Lake City, Hawaii. We all have a Salt Lake. All right, let's take a little break.
What?
What time is it?
We got lots of time. 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm tired.
Oh, no. Not even close.
Yeah, but Drew, it's real stressful, this job. Talking to models.
Play a song?
Musing about world speed records. 765?
Adam needs a nap. 763.
763. What's the sound barriers? High sixes, low sevens?
Yeah, I looked that up.
Sound barrier moves around a little too, depending on your altitude. Sea level. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I looked that up, but I think it must have broke the sound barrier.
Yeah.
Again, Brits have it. Are we going to stand by? Here's what we do.
That particular project, I was looking, it was Canadian in the U.S.
Oh, even worse. Look, we get a Prius. We hop it up and we take the title back for the good old US of A. What do you say?
That's a great idea.
Keep the air clean
at the same time. Right.
Meanwhile,
no pollution.
We're going 850 miles an hour. We're getting 70 miles a gallon.
I think the Prius is going to get a little air. That's my personal feeling.
You're right. So we'll have to put those spikes in the wheels.
That's right. All right. Zephyr.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Nothing much, man.
All right, buddy.
I had a question for you guys.
That's perfect. What is
it? Yeah,
Zephyr likes the pot. Zephyr likes the pot.
No, he doesn't like it. He loves it.
Wow, you
are
love
you in the pot, Zephyr?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm sober.
What do you got, 6 hours?
How many days?
Well, I had a question for you guys, since you guys talking about bipolar. I was wondering, what's the difference between manic depression and bipolar?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Does it affect you sexually at all?
If you're manic, yeah. If you're depressed, when you're depressed, it can be hard to be sexual. It can be have erectile problems. And when you're manic, things can be sped up too fast.
There's no difference.
You're not manic, Zephyr. Don't worry. You are not manic.
Yeah.
You're certainly not now.
I was diagnosed with bipolar, not manic depression.
It's the same thing.
Is it the same thing? Because they're both wrong. It's different.
Bipolar, manic depression is the old term for bipolar illness.
Yeah, something like that. But
Zephyr.
Yeah, whatever.
Zephyr, what'd you do? Did you smoke? Did you used to smoke? You smoked a lot of weed. A lot of weed, right?
I smoked some weed, yeah.
And then you did some speed too, right?
Not tonight, no.
Yeah, but when you're doing the speed, if you don't tell the doctors you're on speed, you'll look like you're having manic depression.
I don't do speed. I'm prescribed to Adderall, which is for ADD.
Are you able to work?
Yes, I am. I'm a college student, and I'm working with my brother right now. I work a lot. I was wondering,
felt like something else was coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I perform sexually, I get too excited, and it doesn't last that long. And some nights it just goes on forever.
I had 10 hour nights, and it kind of
weirds me out because. It's not like a regular, I can't control it, really.
Right. Who lets you have sex with them?
Why? What's the difference?
Well, you got a girlfriend?
Go out. I pick up girls.
There you go.
Okay. Drop the S word. I see him as a real ladies man.
Yeah. I can see by the bottle of Courvoisier.
Yeah. I see him as a guy, cape, top hat.
It's really laid back.
Ascot, ladies all swooning.
With the ivory tip.
Ivory tip, spats. Real man
spats.
Man about town.
I love spats on a man. Don't you, Amy?
Big tipper. Real class act.
spats. Those are those things you put on, the white things over the
shoes. Yell at me. I know what
sometimes
spats are.
Sometimes they're gray.
Yell at Amy. She doesn't know what spats are. She got hit in the head with a spiked motorcycle ram when she was young.
I've been hanging out with Zephyr.
Oh, Christ.
Zephyr.
All right, Zephyr. Please, take your medication. Don't do any drugs and take care of yourself.
If you are an addict, Zephyr, Adderall is not a great choice for you.
Don't get anyone pregnant.
Rick. Rick?
No. Rick's line is too
Rick's
bad.
Gone.
Unacceptable.
Go ahead. That one's fine.
Can I go five? Okay. Felicia?
Hello.
You're 26?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
I have a bit of a problem. Mm-hmm. In junior high, I started, I guess, faking my identity to people that didn't know me. Mm-hmm. Like, I would call a chat line and pretend to be somebody else and eventually get in a over-the-phone relationship with this person. Mm-hmm. And I would then suddenly end it by changing my phone number or just telling them not to call me anymore. Mm-hmm. And this has carried on into my adult life. And I want to know if this is a problem that I'm going to continue to have unless I seek help for it, or if it's just something that we will eventually
Do you want to gamble?
I don't have any money. Okay. Well, here's the thing about everybody with your problems. Can you stop? Because if you can stop, then it's not going to be a problem.
Well,
if you can't stop.
I found that I could stop maybe for a year, but then I get lonely or I crave that anonymous attention.
Yeah. I get a real strong 6 to 8 year old like stranger attacked her a little bit.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, anything like that happen?
Well, I did have a lot of sexual abuse as a child. I was molested by 3 different people, including a family member, before the age of 5.
Where did it start?
I believe it was between the ages of 3 and 4. I know.
Who was it?
One was the grandfather.
Where did it start?
I'm sorry.
Right?
Who did it start with?
I don't recall who came first. But it was there were people that were trusted by my parents.
Okay.
Hmm. And
your grandfather sexually abused you.
Yes.
Wow,
that is heavy.
And
well, that's what this is all about. This is sexual addiction, and sexual addiction is, you know, sexual abuse is a is an inciting cause of sexual addictions, and you've got
right.
that.
Is the old coot dead?
No.
Oh, that is a shame.
Yeah, and it was that something that was never spoken about after it happened. I was just expected to sort of not think about it. And the first time I had sex as an adult, I was raped, and I never told anyone. I sort of developed.
But that's okay. You're a perfect survivor, perfect trauma victim.
All right. So, how about some therapy for you, Felicia?
I've tried. I've tried therapy, and
you gotta try again.
I can't afford it.
I got a big line here.
You can't afford.
Let me
do it with you.
Okay, right.
You can't afford not to.
Okay. That's good radio. That's great radio there.
It is.
But here's the deal, Felicia. Look up, call your local 12-step group, AA, and ask for SA, Sex Addicts Anonymous, SA. Go get a sponsor, start working steps. You'll find people who have these stories. And you can recover from this, but you got to want to. Yeah. Right now, you're stuck in that cycle of acting out abuse. You're gonna attract abusers. You're going to have relationships that are only with people that are unavailable and anonymous. It's reenacting the trauma of your past, and it's implicitly left its imprint on your brain. You're going to keep acting it out until you do something to change it.
That's a delightful impulse as a grandfather, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, who does? What grandfather doesn't have that sort of an impulse?
Yeah, that's love, right?
Yeah, right.
And if people argue with me when I want these guys put down. You know what I mean?
Who argues with you?
Actually, no one argues with me. But no one should argue with me. These guys need a nice fat bullet in the head. They really do. They really do. And as I've said, not just, for cosmic justice, for them. If you're so twisted and so effed up that you decide it's a good idea to have sex with your 5-year-old granddaughter, don't you just want a bullet in the head?
You should be asking people to save you.
You should be begging.
Yeah.
Please. Please, sir.
I'm becoming a zombie.
Yes. Yes. Put the bullet in the guy's head. Oh. Oh, these grandparents. Oh. All right. I'll never complain about my grandparents again.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will.
Okay, until later tonight.
Until 5 minutes from now, right?
Well, I usually wait till the show's over.
You're right, you do. Well, no, you usually talk during the show. But tonight, it'll be after the show.
All right, but never again. But, Drew, did I tell you? I'm supposed to remodel my... I got to tell you this story.
Yeah, I heard it. How many times?
All right, Amy Haight and Hayden here, too, tonight. How dare you, Drew? I confide in you.
At your grandmother in dining room?
All right, please. How dare you?
What year was it rebuilt, by the way?
I'll tell you. I used to be a carpenter. I put a kitchen on my grandmother's house about 18 years ago. It was the worst 9 months of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good times. Working side by side.
Does she remember you did it?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I do remember her working.
And I don't mean that she's demented. She's not.
No.
She just doesn't care that I'm doing it, I guess.
She. I do remember her working in her underpants. And us arguing.
Like a memory, is it? No.
She didn't want to work. She didn't want to work in her slack. Grandmas don't have painter pants, evidently. We got to get them some. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Amy and Hayden are here representing the Lingerie Bowl, halftime and Super Bowl. Take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, yo. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Hayden's having a little difficulty putting the headphones on. We call them cans, by the way. I'll even correct myself with that. You know what I mean?
If you say headphones, you'll...
I'll correct myself and say...
And call them cans.
Yeah. We call them cans. Okay. Yeah. Amy and Hayden here, both quite substantial, by the way.
Ow!
These aren't just pretty faces and a tight ass. These are interesting ladies. You'll never find out about that when you're watching the Lingerie Bowl. I got to be honest with you, but they look so good, you really don't need to know anything else. It's halftime, 1995, everybody. Find out what all the buzz is about. And by the way, you can see Eric Dickerson standing on the sideline. He's... they tell me he's made one practice so far.
No. He came to practices.
I know. Yeah. Not, like, here's the whole, let me explain something. Trying to get ex-jocks to do anything. Ex-jocks are used to showing up. They're used to the signings, the autograph things, and stuff like that. They're not used to actually doing stuff. Because I figured this out. I used to work at a boxing gym, and there was a guy named Mike Weaver, who's ex heavyweight champion of the world. Probably not in the heyday, not in the greatest heavyweight time. You know Mike Weaver. Built like an Adonis, by the way.
Yeah.
Late. He was probably heavyweight champ in 87
or something
like that.
Right?
Yeah. He was a boxing instructor over there, as I was. Mike Weaver, guy's got a heavyweight belt. I did the Golden Gloves 1,000 years ago. I got nothing. He's got 1,000 years of experience. I got nothing. I was a better teacher than he was, though, because Mike would just stand there and he'd just sit down and he'd go, jab, punch, punch, punch. He didn't even say jab, cross, and hook. He'd just be like, punch high, punch low. Punch up, punch down. Okay, punch, punch. He's telling stupid white people to run around. You know, he's not interested. That's the part. He was too far away. It's
right,
like, why bother?
Right.
See, this is what you guys get with LT and Dickerson. There's a hot chicks running around. Yeah, go catch a ball.
He plays with us.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
all right.
It didn't sound right.
All right.
Football, I meant.
All right. Let's, he's not coaching, though. He's hanging out. Okay, that's fine. He's there. It's a nameplate. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yep.
All right. You know the land speed record?
Yeah, I got the land speed record. Mm-hmm. It is driven by Andy Green from, guess where, the UK.
Right. Yeah, horrible.
And what was the speed?
Yeah, the speed is 763 miles an hour. Okay.
I believe I mentioned that half an hour ago.
He sounds kind of old.
We covered that a while ago.
Well, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Later.
Good time.
Well, wait a minute. Anything else we've discussed that you want to tell us about?
Germany sucks.
All right. I'm with Mark.
We haven't had a Germany or Florida in quite some time, by the way.
It has been a while. All right. 763, land speed record. All right. Held by the Brits. Again, what American is going to step up? Maybe Cameron Diaz. Who's going to step up?
Prius.
Who's going to step up and take this back for Uncle Sam?
Or maybe, what was the kid's name we were talking about in Costa
Tim?
Mesa?
Tim?
Yeah,
Tim.
He's doing piston-driven stuff. These are turbine cars.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. It looked like that, now I think about the picture.
True.
I didn't know.
Come on, buddy.
Pistons
I didn't
know.
What do you do? What do you do? You put a pillowcase over your head?
So the piston ones has a whole different...
Yeah, you know. Well, look. How fast a piston engine plane go?
Yeah, really.
Okay. And what about a jet engine?
Faster.
There you go. Same thing.
You can
Michelle?
Hear me better on the phone.
What's happening, baby doll?
Hello?
You're 28?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I had a baby 12 weeks ago.
Fantastic.
And I've been heard, a couple people have told me, and my husband's trying to convince me that I can't get pregnant while I'm nursing. And I'm wondering if that's true, why, and, you know, if it's
going to run out?
That pig wants to do you while you're nursing?
What?
That is disgusting. I don't know if you can traumatize an infant that way, Drew. I would imagine you could.
Yeah, I think it might be against the law.
Especially if he's going for oral. Because he's competing with the kid.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's...
He may never jealous every once in a while, but that's all right.
All right. Well, Drew, what about getting pregnant?
Yeah, it is a natural contraceptive. It's not a perfect contraceptive, but the oxytocin that's released during breastfeeding does tend to reduce the potential for ovulation. So, yeah, it reduces your risk of pregnancy quite a bit.
Now, will that last, you know, the entire time I'm nursing, or will it, like,
yeah, the oxytocin decrease? It's not perfect. It's not perfect, but, yes, it will last so long as you nurse.
Oh, okay. And I have one more quick question for you. Are you planning on visiting any schools in Arizona anytime soon?
I would love to if they would invite me. I don't think I have anything. I think I have something like Missouri and Indiana and New York on the books, but that's in Kentucky.
Oh, you don't have anything planned in Arizona?
But not for Arizona, but I'd be delighted to come.
Okay, I'll see if I can do something for you guys.
Great.
Yeah. Rattle the can.
Adam would come. Adam would come, too. It's just for a single
flight. I might
come
to Arizona, too.
Yeah, you guys always complain because it's so hot here.
Don't worry, we will. We'll complain about that.
Sorry. It's only 122 degrees in the summer.
How dare us?
We're way out of line.
How dare we?
Yeah.
Adam and I do not like heat.
Yeah.
We both have
one thing we agree on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we'll come there to visit your schools.
Listen, it's really, it gets up to the 120s over there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wouldn't live there.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'd rather be hot than cold, though. I don't know. But 120 degrees, Vegas in the summer.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I stay inside the whole time.
Yeesh. Vegas. Chatsworth.
And everything gets ugly. And people get stupid. It's bad times. You know, everyone gives you their tips. Hey, just stay in. You know, yeah, I know. I could live underground. I wouldn't have to experience any climate change. How about that? It's a constant 72. Idiots. All right. Where's the best place to live climate-wise? Out here by the beach, right?
Yeah.
You're living like Laguna. That's it. You're done, right?
Yes.
Santa Barbara.
Or even like Maui, which is always 78, 82. That's it. That's the range.
Warm. Yeah, but it's just 70 feet of rain every year.
In certain parts. Some parts not.
Your car becomes like a rust bucket in like 10 seconds out there.
You go Wiley, no rain.
All right. What's that, Anderson?
Newport, California got voted number one last year.
Oh,
for
it did.
Climate.
Yeah, because that doesn't change.
Well, Newport Beach and Laguna, they're
the
5 miles
same,
apart.
Same, yeah. Right. So Orange County, basically, right?
Gold Coast.
Good I was confirming, enough. Adam.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, buddy. All right, where are we going here, Drew?
Let's go.
You're very enthusiastic about the calls tonight.
I like call these. Here.
Yeah, here. Sean?
Hey.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, first of all, my girlfriend just started getting the shot, the birth control shot.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it was still, like, necessary for me to wear a condom, if that did anything.
How long ago was the shot?
Huh?
Yeah, it approaches 100%, yeah.
Birth control.
So
I mean, should I be wasting my money on condoms or keep wearing them?
If you don't mind wearing them, it's a nice added protection against STD. And
HIV.
Also, yeah, and also, now your risk of pregnancy is absolutely zero. There'd be no way you're going to pregnant.
That's a little width,
shot.
Too. I mean,
a few microns, yeah.
It adds up.
And if, you know, it depends on the respective girth.
It's relative, yeah. It could be as much as half.
Mm-hmm. Sean, what else?
My other question was, I've been having sex with my girlfriend for about a little over a year, and just in the last few months, it started to really hurt her, like, pretty badly.
Uh-oh.
So I was wondering why, what causes so randomly?
It's kind of weird, isn't it? Well, what point does it hurt? When you're just getting started, or?
You know, she describes it as, like, occasionally just a really bad stinging pain.
Mm-hmm. So sort of burning.
Yeah. Burning. I couldn't really.
Is it during sex?
Yeah, during, and she hurts really badly after, too.
And after. And have you tried different kinds of condoms? Maybe it's the latex or something?
Well, we're using Trojan Magnum, and that,
You know, interesting, the Magnum is not that big a one. The Ultra is the big one.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Is that the
Magnum
sort
of XL
green box?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. That's still
Ultra?
Latex.
What's the
I
big
think
one?
They're called Ultra. I forget the name of the band. I think Ultras.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the point is she needs to be checked out to make sure it's not an infection. That's one of the causes. The other could be changed to maybe either polyurethane or maybe animal skin condom.
Oh, look, I got a better plan. How about he gets rid of the condom now that she's on the depot shot, and he trades that in for tub of lube.
There you go.
Tub of lube.
What I wanted to ask him was how long he goes before the pain starts. But if it's more than 5-10 minutes.
Get the lube.
Hasten it up a bit.
Go for that lube. You know what I'm saying?
Go for the lube. That's what Adam says.
Yeah.
Give it 110%.
And the thing is, you know, the condom is probably causing a little friction.
Could
there.
Be. Yeah, could be.
Amanda?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Uh-huh.
Seven? Oh, no. So, beg your pardon.
You have a baby with a 27-year-old boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather be with another guy.
It's not rather be. It's just a...
Ooh, boy.
Uh-oh.
What?
You got that little girl voice. Oh, that means abuse.
No, no abuse.
Huh?
That's what Jennifer said.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Oh, no, never have been, actually.
All right. You small gal? You small in stature?
Uh-huh.
What size are you?
Excuse me?
What's your size? What's your dimensions?
Oh, I'm 5'5", about 120.
Mm, I'm not that small. All right. Never sexually abused?
No, never.
No, I'm just get abandonment.
Did your dad die when you were... Six?
No.
Foster care?
They're still here. They're still happily married and everything.
Mm-hmm. What's your ethnicity?
I'm white.
Mm-hmm.
American.
Something's wrong. Okay.
It does not compute, but go ahead.
It doesn't. What's your dad? Is he attorney or something?
No, he's in between jobs. He's like a...
Well, right now.
In between gigs? Uh-uh. No count.
Well... I don't know. It's not really them, but my question is, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 3 years. In a couple of months, it'll be 3 years. And I have a friend that I have grown close to who said that he would treat me, you know, love to get into a relationship with me because he knows I have problems with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And would treat me good and be willing to accept me and my baby.
Uh-huh.
Now, the question is, like, I still do have a lot of feelings for my boyfriend now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't...
Why do you want to get out of the relationship with your boyfriend?
Well, the thing is he's like in between... Like, he's kind of... He's lazy.
Oh, just like Dad.
Wait, your parents... These are your biological parents?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Still in your life? They're together?
Oh, yeah.
All right, something's not computing here.
Yeah.
Something's screwy.
No,
what's wrong?
Screwy.
What's going on? When did you lose your virginity?
At 15.
How old was the guy?
16.
Family, right. Family member?
No.
No.
All right. Why? This is the baby's husband. Excuse me, father, right?
Correct.
And you want to take him out of the child's life?
Well, we just don't get along sometimes, and it gets pretty bad.
Does he abuse you physically?
No, never has.
But emotionally?
Yeah.
And you never suffered anything like that when you and your family?
No.
Nobody yelled at you? No chaos in the home? No yelling?
Well, I mean, we had arguments, but no abusing or anything.
What did your dad do before he was out of a gig?
He was a mechanic.
Uh-oh.
Metal.
Worked around
no,
metal.
No, not
a bad sign. What's that?
He was no greaser or anything like that.
He didn't use a lube. Issues of condom.
I don't know.
All right, what do you want from us, Amanda? What's the question specifically?
Should I take my chance with my friend who can offer me a lot more, who has a steady job, and or should I just continue living out with my boyfriend?
We can't answer that. We don't know.
Oh, yeah,
we don't know the players. We really don't know you. That's a major decision you have to decide for yourself.
Well,
the 27-year-old is going to have to be in the child's life. That is the child's father. Obviously, a more stable person would be a better choice, but maybe there are things we don't know. Maybe there are things you can do to work this guy out. Maybe the guy that seems more stable may end up being just like the 27-year-old guy.
Oh, listen, if a man is into him, either he's going to be that way or a man is going to dump him eventually because
exactly.
He's not chaotic enough.
That's right.
But... there's still something going on with the man, and
I know,
can't put a finger on it. We don't have enough time to get to it. Something is up. Maybe something with Dad. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Dad was beating on Mom or cheating on Mom or something good like that.
Amanda?
Yes?
Anything like that?
No. I mean, they've been married for as long as I've, you know.
Harmonious.
Huh?
Harmonious. You were not adopted yourself?
No.
It was a harmonious marriage?
It's they're doing good. They're.
But when you were little?
Stop using harmonious, though.
When you were little, how did it go?
Hey, play the harmonica.
Was there a problem when you were little?
No, I was spoiled. I was like the little girl. I'm the only child, so.
I was daddy's little girl.
I mean, like,
too,
I was the angel and the attention getter.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe she just learned to be alluring in order to sort of. She allures guys.
But why the abusive relationship?
Listen, the guy's just lazy like Dad is. Look, Amanda, here's the thing. You got to stop thinking about using guys to bail you out of your mood. You know what I mean? You're not happy. You're not satisfied. Let me just go on a quick jag here for you ladies. Leave us out of it. You're not happy. Stop busting our chops all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Women, here's the deal. Guys are unhappy. They look in the mirror. Chicks are unhappy. They start looking around like a middle linebacker dropping into pass coverage. Yeah. Like, who? What's going on? Who can I blame? I'm not happy. I got needs. They're not being met. Who's not meeting them? Who is not meeting my needs, and what can they start doing differently so I can start feeling different about myself? She's going from one guy she thought was going to make her feel a certain way. Right. Now the bloom is off the rose. Here's another guy. He's got some promises. You're not. These are cars. You don't trade one in and get a new one. It's not like you're moving.
It was a great South Park tonight.
It's cold. Listen. And calculated about this. This is the father of your child, for
Stan's
Christ's
parents
sake.
Get divorced.
True. I don't care about cartoons. Listen, these are lives
funny.
We're dealing with.
And they get divorced, and he goes, I don't like my sister. How about I leave her? And he goes, oh, no, she's family. You can't leave her. And he goes, oh, Mom and Dad, you when you married Mom, you were family too. You're so young.
Yeah, that's what she's doing. True, not exquisitely funny, but
interesting nonetheless. Yes, thank you.
Hey, you made you think. Made you think.
Good. It really good. That's what I wanted to do.
Made you think. Why the F did Drew tell that story? That's what made you think about.
That's what I'm interested in.
No, you're right. You're right. And listen, Amanda, don't think about a new guy. It never works.
Yeah.
And she's looking for guys. I hear that in her voice. Got the little girl voice. Yeah. Come save me, daddy's little girl. Okay. Take a quick break. Hayden and Amy both here from the Lingerie Bowl. Take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, yeah. It's the Love Line. I'm not tired. I'm pumped. I'm ready to do the show. Drew's ready to pack it in and head home. Not me. I'm a gamer. What you call a gamer? Speaking of games, Drew.
Yeah.
Big Lingerie Bowl coming up. Halftime of the
That's
Super
what
Bowl.
That's a segue, huh?
Yeah. Smooth. Silky smooth. Little 7-on-7 arena rules. You know what I'm saying? Lots of big hits, though. It's full contact. This is no flag football game, kids. This is helmets, pads, boobs everywhere. Fantastic. Yeah. And that's 1995. Again, pay-per-view. You know, that's cheap.
It's a good deal. Lots of fun.
Yeah. You ever scan the pay-per-view channels late night and see the pathetic ones at like $3.99?
What are they?
Is it you? Are you? Can we watch
if
you for $3.99?
If I had something, it would be on in the $3.99.
What kind of things are they?
Oh, they'll have like the
cricket. They have cricket.
They have cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll Who watches cricket?
They'll have like really just they'll have bad bands from years ago. You know, they've got back together and doing a bad gig at you know, the infield of some drag strip or something. It's pathetic.
In a gymnasium at a middle school dance. And so making their comeback.
They'll have like the Paisans of comedy. All these Italian guys doing bad. Doing just bad Italian, you know, just Godfather and the Sopranos jokes. You know, it's like $3.99 a bunch of Italian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, enough.
It's always bad when they're introducing the guy and they go, as seen on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's always bad because you don't know who he is until somebody explains.
Do you order this? That's why you know same
review. The commercial's enough. Okay. I would order it. I should order
it. Just for novelty's sake.
Yeah. I'm going to order it.
All right.
And by the way, speaking of ordering stuff, what happened to that thing that everyone was talking about a few years back? Like, because one day you're going to click on the TV, every movie ever created is going to be just waiting out there for you. It's going to be $3.
Sort of on the way.
Yeah, it's on the way.
Wait, so, by the way, so is pay for everything on TV.
So are electric
cars. But it's been on the way, like the electric car and the bullet train to Vegas. It's been on the way for 30 years. Where is it?
What is this, a movie thing you can...
It's like, here's the problem. You go to the pay-per-view section because you want to stay in and watch a movie and buy it off the set. And I'm fine with it because it's like $1.99 or $2.99. You get to watch a nice digital quality movie. And why go to the theater and all that kind of stuff? They have like four movies to choose from and the rest are like wrestling events. I'm saying, how about a library? You know, I mean, how about a couple thousand movies? Yeah, about stuff, you know, 8 years ago, 20 years ago. Maybe you want to see a classic. Maybe you want to see Gone with the Wind. Where is it? You know, just fire it all up and get it. And we can't do that? We don't have that?
Let's we have it? I don't know.
True, work on that.
Okay, got it.
Because I blame you. Yeah. You know.
For most things. Fault.
And our bullet train. Where's that?
That's my problem.
Aaron?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
You're 4 months pregnant?
Yeah.
You use speed each day?
Mm-hmm.
All right. perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Not exactly.
Oh. Every day you do speed, huh?
Not every day, almost.
So you're going to get some help with this?
I'm thinking about it. I mean, I know I should.
You understand it's considered child abuse?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's child abuse. You are killing the child.
Yeah.
You might as well, you know...
Well, you're a child, too, so you're abusing. It's double.
In a way, that's true.
It's double child abuse.
And it's, you know, it's a very serious issue, and you could end up with a profoundly damaged child at your hands.
By the way, they're prosecuting these days.
Absolutely.
For this stuff.
Absolutely.
I hold you responsible.
So it's time to go into a program and make a call. Get in now, because you are not going to stop on your own.
Okay. Well, what can it do, like, exactly to me and to the baby?
Well, to you, it can damage the mood centers of the brain. First of all, it's obviously caused severe addiction, and it can kill you, just the addictive disease. And commonly what people get is a destruction of the mood centers in the brain when they use a lot of speed. Child gets brain damage, and the child can lose its life. You can abort. There'll be stillbirth.
That's best
so
case
both
scenario.
Both of you, lives are in danger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's time that you made a call, like this evening, if there's any psychiatric hospitals nearby.
Why didn't you get an abortion?
I didn't want to. I had a miscarriage the first time, and
it was
really traumatizing.
All right. Well, you're 15.
Yeah.
So you must come from a lot of trauma, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, look, here's the whole thing, everybody, and this is the bad part. I don't know why we're set up this way, but you come from trauma. So now you're traumatizing yourself, and guess what? You're traumatizing your unborn child.
Is it?
And don't worry, once that kid pops out, then the real trauma begins, because trauma mom
is
going to give it to her.
What was the plan?
From an evolutionary standpoint?
Yeah, what was the plan with that one?
Well, I don't know if you want to blame God or you want to blame nature. Either one.
Either way,
you believe, what was the plan?
Yeah.
What was the plan of poor Erin having a life of abuse, cranking out a kid who she could then bring the cycle of abuse to?
And continue acting abuse out upon herself compulsively. What is that plan? Why were we wired like that? That's amazing.
I don't know, but I would like the people that were coddled to abuse themselves later in life. The kids that had great childhoods.
Yes.
You guys burn yourself with a cigarette butt. Let the people that took abuse, let them get a little break. Have a little abuse vacation.
I need to visit that little podium you were talking about earlier in the show.
Talk to God.
And see what the plan was.
What was that plan? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, if I was talking to him, he'd go, I wasn't thinking. I didn't.
No.
And I'd go, that's just it. You weren't thinking, were you? You weren't. And don't ever talk when I'm talking. All right. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, everybody, that's the program. I want to thank Amy and Hayden for coming in here. A delight. Both of you. Delights.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Not Drew's. Drew likes the lads. I like the ladies. That's where we part ways. But delightful, both of you. Everyone, go out and purchase that lingerie bowl. Halftime of the Super Bowl, 1995. And all the money goes to charity. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. The point is, it's for that money. Some does.
AIDS Alliance of America.
AIDS Alliance. That's right. That's
important,
right.
Important cause.
That's right. All right. So 1995, get that. We'll be back tomorrow night. Until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.